It is good to be back at Cornerstone tonight. It's good to see each and every one of you. You know, I got an invitation to come back quicker than I usually do, so I'm proud of that. I'm just proud that I had a night off that I could come. And it is good to be alive and on this side of eternity. You know what? There's a lot of people got up this morning, had no intentions. Had no intentions going out into eternity. They got up, went about their way. And you know what? Tonight they're in eternity out there. Because I'm going to preach a little bit tonight. And I'm going to take my text out of Mark chapter 13. Start reading at the 32nd verse. And guess I'll read the rest of the chapter. There's just a few verses of it. Mark 13, 32. And as I read this, I know this is talking. This chapter's talking about the second coming of the Lord. I know that. How well I know that. And the Lord is coming back as sure as I'm standing before you tonight. And the Bible says he's coming after a people that's made themselves ready to go home to be with him. And you know, it also says that we're going to be judged and all that. I know it says it. And so tonight, but I want to preach a sermon tonight that God has given me. And I've never preached on this, I don't think. And the way that God has given it to me to deliver tonight. Start reading at the 32nd verse. It says, "But of the day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch." Now I want you to remember that word, watch and pray. I want you to remember that. "For ye know not when the time is come. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch." There's that word again. And then the 35th verse, it says, "Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all." Do you hear what that said? "I say unto all, watch." You know, as I read the scripture, well, I read that whole chapter, the 13th chapter of St. Mark, and I like to read about the second coming of the Lord. Ever since I'm 62 year old, and ever since I've been into this world, I've heard so many opinions on how the Lord is coming back. And I'm here to tell you what, it don't matter with me how he comes. It matters to me how that I face the judgment seat of God. I read in your hearing there where it said, watch. Tonight I want to preach a little bit on the 37th verse, sir, and what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. It don't tell me that Willard Bright should watch and the rest of the people, the born again people, go to sleep. I read to you back there in a little bit back in the first part of the reading there where it talked about going to sleep. I'm afraid we're living in a day and time that a lot of Christians has gone to sleep on the Lord. I want to preach what does said the Lord tonight. It said to watch and pray. I believe the Bible also says pray without ceasing. I believe tonight we need to pray without ceasing, but we also need to keep our eyes upon the eastern sky because the Lord is a coming back. I can take you to the book Isaiah, I believe, over there, and I can read to you where they was looking for the Lord to come. I can take you to the book of Psalms where David talked about the Lord a coming. And I can take you to the book of Corinthians, and I can read where Brother Paul talked about the Lord a coming. So it's all through the Word of God. I want to tell you tonight, the day the Bible says, today is the day of salvation. I'm going to stand and answer for Willard. You're going to stand and answer for yourself. But children, I want to tell you tonight, we need to be watching for the Lord to come back, because you know, you may have heard me say this, but I can remember one time about the turn of the century, these ahoos that's on TV, internet, and all that, they had it predicted at 2000 the Lord was coming back, so just send you money to them. I want to tell you what, money will not buy your way into heaven. Your goodness will not get you into heaven, but a born again experience with God will get you where you need to be. And I want to tell you tonight, it will help you as you walk in this life. You'll have something to fall back upon. And why shouldn't we watch for the one that gave it to us? I can remember as a child, there used to be an old man come to our house, and whenever I was small, you didn't get candy every day. You didn't have a new toy every day. All you had was school work, and if you played, you played with an old stick horse or something like that. But I can remember this man about once a month he'd come by, and you know what? He'd bring us children a stick of candy, and there was four of us. He'd bring two sticks. We broke that in two, and I can remember holding it up because I wanted the longest piece. I want to tell you tonight, I want what God has got for me, and I'll tell you what, He gave it to me one night down at an old altar of prayer. You know what's wrong with people today? They went to sleep on the Word of the Lord. I'm here to tell you what the Bible says. Work twice a day, because night cometh when no man's going to work. The old King James Version of the Bible, if they get them one, open it up, read it a little bit, and apply it to themselves instead of their neighbor down the road. I want to tell you what, it would do us all good. Amen. Amen. Now, I tell you what, watching. What are we watching for? Oh, a lot of people, they'll go to church, they'll put their 10% in, and then they'll watch and see if God will double it for them. You don't outgive God, I'll tell you that, before you ever try. But there's a lot of people, that's what they're doing it for. If you do it for show, you'd be better off to keep it in your pocket. I'll tell you that straight from the bullpen. But if you do it from the heart, God will bless you. And I didn't come up here to preach on money, but there's a lot of people that watch him for things like that. I tell you what we need to be watching is for the coming of God. He's going to come. The Bible said that he was going to come, and I believe he's going to come. That's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. And the Bible said that all are going to stand before the judgment seat of God and give account for the deeds done in this body, whether they be good or bad. And I'll have enough for Willard Brown. I won't have to stand for my brother Amo over there. I'm here to tell you what, church, we all, the Bible says,
will faint to fall into the hands of a living God. I'm not a servant of dead God. Well, this will to preach it tonight. I'm not a servant of dead God. I'm serving a God that's alive and well tonight. How do you know, preacher? I'll tell you what, I talked to him today, and I'll tell you what, he gave me what I'm giving you. I didn't have it wrote out, and I couldn't read it, but did write it out. I'm here to tell you what, church, I just give it to you as God gives it to me. You know, the Bible says, study, show thyself approval, rightly dividing the word of truth. It don't give me no account not to study. I'm here to tell you what, that's my job to study and work it out. But I'm here to tell you what, it's my job also to deliver it the way God gives it to me. And watch, I tell you what, I talked to an elder lady one day. Gotta tell you this. I talked to her and I said, what are you doing? She was sitting in the nursing home and looking out the window. There's beautiful sunshine shining out. And I said to her, Sister Edith, what are you doing? She said, I'm looking for the Lord. She said, ain't that the East? I said, it sure is. She said, it'd be a beautiful day for him to come back after me, wouldn't it? 3 weeks from that day I had her funeral. I'm here to tell you what, that's what God, you know what? God was preparing her to leave this world. I tell you what, God gives us grace to live by. I'll preach it as long as I got breath in my body. God gives us the grace to live by. But I'll tell you something else. God gives us, He's going to give us dying grace. Praise God tonight. I ain't got to tell you what, this old puffy stuff that a lot of people's got runs around puffed up and carried on. I'm here to tell you what, it don't amount to nothing. It amounts to about as much as a hind eel does. But I'll tell you what, if you get rooted and grounded, as this old word says, up on the solid rock, I'm here to, well, glory tonight. I'm here to tell you what, it'll do you good. It'll help you. It'll get your eyes open where you can watch for the Lord to come back. What if I got out here tonight and started home out here in a few minutes? I started home. I pulled out here on the road. I shut my eyes. Do you think my truck take me home? Do you think I know every turn? I'm here to tell you what. That's just exactly the way a lot of people are. They're running around with their eyes shut. Isaiah said to them, that's good enough for me. They got eyes and cannot see. He also said, they got ears and cannot hear. I'm here to tell you what, people. There's a lot of people today. Here's the gospel preach, but it does not sink in. I want to tell you what will make it sink in is when you get yourself in condition to look for the Lord not coming back. You know, I'll tell you what, they've worked on for 62 years. I know very well ever since I've been in this world, and I used to hear my mom say this. I told y'all last time I was here about the education mom gave them down at the school. I believe I did, but I'm here to tell you what. Mom also gave me some education. She used to say, and she'd hear these fly-by-night preachers come through the country, and I tell you what, or hear one of them on the radio, and she would tell us, she'd say, you hear that? This shuts your ears off, like Isaiah said. She'd quote the scripture to you. She'd tell us. And I'll tell you another good one. I got to tell this on my brother. One time we went to a certain church, and they was two women. I'll never forget this. They was up a shouting boy, praising God. Both of them had their pocketbook on their arm. One of them dropped it. Buddy, I mean, she just kept a shouting. And oh, we walked to church for about 3 miles. You get somebody to walk, go to church now. For 3 miles. One way. Now, I just want to tell you, this one way trip, 3 miles. I'll tell you what, you get somebody to do that now. You can't even stop and pick them up and ride them. I'll tell you what, they give you 1,000 excuses, or they do me. But children, I want to tell you what, I'll never forget that woman a shouting. And another shouting, she dropped her bucky buck. She quit shouting long enough to pick her up, and then she started shouting again. And I'll never forget my brother, one younger than I may, on the way home, he said, well, Mom, old sister so-and-so, she must have had more money in her pocketbook than the other lady did. Mom said, why? He said, well, she quit shouting long enough to pick hers up.
Mom, I'll never forget what she said. She said, everything that jumps the high and runs the fastest, whenever they hit the ground, they don't walk the straightest. And I'm here to tell you what, there's a lot in that. I'm here to tell you what, you can still tell a bird by the feathers they got on them.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you what, there's a difference in a born-again Christian and these popcorn things that's out here. I'll just flat tell you straight from pulpit. You may not never want me back again, but I'm here to tell you what. Children, I'll tell you what, I got popped one night down in the wall of prayer, and I'm still propped 30-some years later. I'll tell you, that's what God can do. What God does. God takes care of it. Willard Bryan can't do nothing. Now let's talk about watching. All I can do is open my eyes and look for the Lord. I tell you what. I got to get up of a morning, and sometimes whenever I forget, rush out the door. Have you ever been guilty of this? Rush out the door and not even pray. Oh, buddy, I tell you what, it'll get you in trouble every time you do. If you'll say, Lord, help me on the way out, and I'm here to tell you that I know every one of us has got a job to do. Every one of us is going down the road. But children, I'm here to tell you what, this Bible teaches us that we can pray, we can enter into our closet and pray. It also teaches me that we can pray from the heart. And children, I tell you what, if more people would pray from the heart instead of the mouth, we'd have more power with God. Hallelujah. And we'd be a watching for the Lord. Oh, watch and pray. Now I want to read this verse to you. If I can find it here, I want to read a verse of Scripture to you where it talks about that. It said here, Isaiah. Well, let's go back. Yeah, Isaiah. Let's talk about this. Isaiah 56:7. And I want to read this to you. And then I'm going to go down here. It said there in Isaiah 56:7, it says, even them which I bring to my holy mountain and make them a joyful in my house. And now listen to this. In my house of prayer. Oh, I'm glad tonight that God has still got a house of prayer. And then it goes on. And making them joyful in my house of prayer, their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar. For mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Not for part of them, but all of them. That's what God's house is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a house of prayer. And a place where you hear the gospel preached and taught. I'll just glad tell you, and sing psalms unto the Lord. Hey, I'll tell you what. I used to hear an old preacher, Brother Hannah knows who, I guess he'd heard him say that. Said, one hot dog gets them in, two gets them out. And I begin to believe it. I'm here to tell you what. If one shindig will get them in, two will get them out. I'm here to tell you what. You let the Lord plant them in. The Bible says, not Willard Bryan, but the Bible says that He sets them in the house that pleases Him. As it pleases Him. I'll tell you what, if it's left up to me, this little house, it'd be running over down the aisle everywhere. You'd have them double day. But I'm here to tell you what, children, I'd rather preach to 15 or 20 people and them accept the truth and preach to 500 and them are looking around wondering what time it's going to be over with. Buddy, I'll tell you what, you think I ain't pastored. I pastored for 20-some years. I know how it is. After a few years, they get to watching the clock about 15 to 12. They prayed you're going to go over 5 minutes. Why, the other Sunday, I was in a Baptist church. They'd call me, and I don't know what time they'd start, what time the day was over with, but I'm here to tell you what. I looked up the clock, and it was about 20 after 12, and I still winding down. I'm here to tell you what. I told them, I said, well, y'all may not be used to this. And they said, well, it ain't time to go home yet. And I tell you what, we had a service. We had two things. I'm here to tell you what. That's where we need to get people. We put God on a time limit. But we need to watch.
Watch what we do is what I'm trying to tell you. Watch what we do. I know we're not perfect. We'll make enough of it. I'll stumble enough through my ignorance, and you will too. But I'm here to tell you what. We need to watch what we do, what we say, how we act out here. And then you know what? God will be pleased with it. God will be pleased with it. I tell you what, nobody don't have to tell me how to act. Nobody didn't have to tell me how to dress, you know. Nobody don't have to tell me how to talk. I tell you what, I got a Heavenly Father more powerful than any one person on this earth. I don't let people tell me stuff like that. And I'll listen to it to a point, I guess, but I've got a mouth on me, and you ask anywhere I've ever pastored, they'll tell you they never met nobody like me. I'll start tell you. Both churches will tell you that. I'm here to tell you what, children, I like to look the devil in the eye and give him a black eye every once in a while. But watching for God to come back. Watching for the Lord to come back is a good way to give a devil a black eye. And I'm going to give you some more ways. Pray. Pray without ceasing. The Bible says in the 1 Chronicles over there, chapter 16, verse 11, my memory works very right there. It says, seek the Lord and His strength and His face continuously. Oh, seek the Lord. Oh, and His face continuously. How could you seek His face unless you're watching for Him to come back? I want to tell you tonight, church, it is benefiting to you. I'll tell you what, I'd rather have the Lord is on a dire Russell in Casey County and everything they've got in it.
That's right. Amen.
Because God, you know what? The unspeakable gift. I got to preach a little bit on that unspeakable gift that God gave us. I'm here to tell you what, it didn't cost us nothing, children. It didn't cost us nothing. It gave to me free. Why, if we could work our way to heaven, we'd work ourselves to death. If we could buy our way to heaven, we'd work ourselves to death trying to earn the money. We'd borrow every penny we could borrow to live on and get to heaven. We'd die all in this world and another like it if we could. That's what it took. But you know what? It's free. It's so simple that a child can understand. Watch and pray. Watch. Watch. You know, I can remember this down through the years. And I've been a preacher since 1988. But down through the years, I saw a lot of things. I've had a lot of funerals. Never had very many weddings. Though, if God spared me, hope I'll never have another. So, Lord, don't you aim to get married on me. You do for somebody else. But I want to tell you, children, I want to tell you this. Whenever you look at someone laying there, and there's hope. There's hope. They're watching for God. You know, we're supposed to spend our time in this world preparing to leave this world.
Amen. That's right.
That's right.
Preparing to leave this world. And I'll tell you something else. I want to give you a good example. That was a little boy whenever I was back in the early 80s. I was teaching Bible school one time. I had the little fellas about the size of those right there on the front seat. And I had this little card and I was teaching them about going to heaven. And I'll never forget this. I said, how many here tonight want to go to heaven? Every hand, every one of them, there's about 16 of them I believe are right now. Every hand but one little boy's hand went up. And I looked at him, I said, Randy, don't you want to go to heaven? He said, yes, Willard, I want to go to heaven, but you've got to die to go. He done figured it out, people. I'm here to tell you what, you have got to die. You've got to die out to sin to go to heaven. You've got to get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life to go. And it's only through the blood of Jesus Christ that that'll happen. Now, it can't happen through Willard Bryan or nobody else. It's through the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, pray continuously.
Amen.
The Bible says, and I'm going to try to shut up. The Bible says, ask and shall be given unto you.
Right.
Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Right. You know what? I thought the brother said it pretty good a while ago. You know, we all have got our faults, our failures. We all have. We just will submit up to it. We have. But I want to tell you this. We ever won. I told somebody this other night in a revival or something I was in. I said, we take things for granted. We ever won could live a lot better than we do. They said, well, one woman said, oh, I try my best. Said, I still fail. She, as I went out the door, I said, honey, if you told me you was perfect, I'd be worried about you. Because I said, you see that ground out there? I told her this. I said, you see that ground out there? She said, I sure do. And there's a big mud puddle there. She said, I said, when you go out, don't walk through that mud puddle, walk around it. I said, God's put that mud puddle there, and He's put that sidewalk right around it. I said, you can have a choice. You can go right through it, or you can go right around on dry ground. She said, I'm going to go around it. I don't know where she ever got the point or not. I'm here to tell you what the Word of God says, that you can be amongst sin and sin not. I'm here to tell you what it also says. It says, with every temptation, He'll make a way of escape. I tell you, when Willard gets in trouble, and when old Willard tries to work it out, for himself.
That's right.
I do. I'm preaching to myself too tonight. Now, watch and pray. For you know not there. I read in your hearing, even the angels in heaven don't know. They don't know when the Lord's coming back. And this year, don't believe all this old stuff. When they get on there and say, send me $100, the Lord's coming back tomorrow. I'll tell you what to do. Send them a King James Version of the Bible for $100. And tell them to read it. Put a little note in there and say read. And mark a few scriptures that they ought to be read. I'll tell you what. I had a little girl one time. I'll never forget this. Brought one of these story books to the church. She didn't know no better. And I went to the next week and I bought her a little Bible. A little pink Bible. I'll never forget this. Had her name put on it. I wanted to get her eye attracted to that. And I took that and gave that to her. And I'll never forget that. She's married now and got two little girls. And they're in church and her husband's in church. And she still got that Bible that I gave her. And she packs it. Guess what it is? An old King James Version. I'm here to tell you what. It's something that's got life in it. I want to preach to you tonight that I know a God that's got life about Him. There's too many people that like the God of Baal, the dead. I'm here to tell you what, children. It'll open your eyes. That's another sermon in itself. But I want to tell you tonight. Watch. Watch. Because you don't know when your time's coming. You don't know. There's few people that know when their time's coming. I told you about one last time I was here. I walked in there. She told me not to pray. Said she wanted to go through the doors. I believe with all my heart she knew her time was coming. But I'm here to tell you what, church, I have no idea when mine's coming, and I hope I don't never know. I hope whenever the Lord gets ready, He just takes me and I go on home. Don't weep over me. I'm here to tell you what, don't cry over me. But children, I tell you what, I'm going to be in a lot better place than this.
Amen.
The Bible says to be absent with the be absent in this world so you'd be the presence with the Lord. Revelations, I believe you find it over something like that. I may have misquoted that. But children, amen. Absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I left the body out. You know what? We everyone going to be absent from this old body of clay. This old body of clay can't inherit heaven. But that spirit is what's going. Tonight, if you're here, you got a need. Brother Melvin, you want to sing another song? You're here tonight, and you need to pray. Would you come to this altar tonight? Seek the Lord. Get ready for the watching for God to come. We don't have the promise of tomorrow. There's not a one sitting here that has the promise of tomorrow. You know, the Bible says today is the day. A salvation. Salvation take you to heaven. Religion's a dangerous thing. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they had religion, but they didn't have salvation. There's a difference. There's a difference in religion and salvation. Salvation's something that God gives you that you know about.
I'm here to tell you what. As we stand sing tonight, if you got a need, would you come?
Each and every one of you. You can tell Brother Eddie Wade that I really appreciate the opportunity to get to come this way. Yeah. You know, the devil told me whenever the Lord was dealing me to preach, he said, "Where are you going to preach? Who's going to listen to you?" I said, "Well, shortly one place will let me preach." I've been a preacher since 88 and I ain't run out yet. May God bless each and every one of you. And I got a brother. He's on his way to Kenya on a mission trip. Remember him in prayer? Brother Randy Taylor. He's from Bowling Green. Him and a group of the mission. I work in sometimes. They're on the way over. And they're trying to get, they're taking some Bibles and some New Testaments for the children. They're going to work on a, they call it a church. He says that if it was over here, we'd call it a hut. He said if they had one of the sorriest churches around here, they would really think they was doing something. He's been there once before. So let's remember them. And not only him, but let's remember right here in this area. We got lost undone. Right here in our front doors, people. Let's remember to pray for them. May God bless you is my prayer. And as we go your way tonight, remember to watch and pray for the coming of the Lord. Because as sure as I'm standing before you, He's coming back. And He's coming back after a church has made herself ready. As I preach to you, He's coming back after you. The Bible says, dead in Christ shall rise first, and those that remain shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. I can remember when they sent the first missile up. I got to tell this. And all they was telling how fast it's going. I could just hear my dad. They ain't going to no moon. God wanted you to go to the moon, He would have done sent you. You know, and he was up there, and they was telling how fast, and why he said a man couldn't even breathe driving that fast. He didn't understand. You know, but they thought that was awful fast to go through the air. I'm here to tell you what. Snap your finger, bat your eyes sometimes. That's how fast we're going to go. May God bless you is my prayer. Anybody got a word before we leave?
Good to have you with us again and join the service. And appreciate the Lord's presence being with us.
Amen. I'll tell you one thing, man can't preach here, he better take his Bible and go home, lay it on the shelf, let the dust collect it.
I praise the Lord tonight, and I thank Him for His holy word. I thank Him for men that will stand on His holy word tonight. And it was good for me to have you here tonight. I enjoy God's word.
Amen.
I love Him tonight, and I'm looking for His return, and I know it won't be long.
This is January. I was looking at my book last year. I had 6 revivals scheduled. It's the first of January, about the middle of January. I haven't got but 4 so far, so something wrong with it. I better be watching and praying a little harder, hadn't I? No, I just said that. But, you know, I like to preach God's Word. I do. And I'm going, I've got 1 or 2 that I've never been. I'm looking forward to that. Place I've never been. I like that. Anyone else?
Thank you, Lord, for the message,
Joe. Bless your heart, huh? Anyone else?
Good sermon, brother. Enjoy it.
Amen. Give the Lord credit for the sermon. Whenever He called me, I'd had that on my mind since Sunday. I hadn't preached since Sunday night. I had that on my mind, and I didn't know where I was going to preach it at. If He gives you a sermon, you'll preach it somewhere. It may be down over the hill to the cows, but you'll give you somewhere to preach.
Well, you can look me up any time, but I appreciate the message. It was good to have you.
Good to be here. Anyone else? It's back in 1989 in June. First time I was ever in this church. Back in 1989. I preached then and then a time or two since. May God bless you is my prayer. And I'm sure if your pastor was here, he would tell you to come back Sunday. So I'm going to tell you for him, be back Sunday and bring somebody with you. And God will be pleased with you, and watch and pray for the coming of the Lord. The Bible says, let everything that has breath
praise ye the Lord.